not as good or better than Christmas time. Tis the season for sports. We're smack dab in the middle of the NFL season. We're smack dab in the middle of October. Postseason baseball, NHL, NBA starts this week. And apparently we're in the middle of all the big soccer right now. And NASCAR's in the middle of their playoffs. But most importantly, guys, we are only 2 weeks away from high school football state tournament season. Welcome on into the Best in the West podcast. Devin Henry for you along in the ride here on sports360az.com. Be sure to head on over there and take a read to our Best in the West notebook that I write every single week. We're going to preview a couple of those games in this episode today. We're going to have on the head coach of the Greenway Demons, Ed Cook, along with the head coach of the La Jolla Lobos, Josh Mitchell, to talk about their games this week that might just be region deciding, even more on that going into the tournament. But so much to talk about. Of course, we preview much more games in our weekly preview that I write up for sports360az.com. But what we're going to talk about today, what we're going to focus on today, is going to be those region championships. And we have a couple of region championship deciding games here on Friday night. But to open things up, we are talking a big matchup in the 6A conference that might decide which of two West Valley schools is going dancing this year. Join us here on the Best in the West podcast. It's the head coach of the La Jolla Community Lobos, Josh Mitchell. Hey, first of all, coach, last year you were coaching a 2-8 team, winless in region. This year, your Lobos are 6-2, not only in contention for the region championship, but fighting for a tourney spot. What has been the key to this year's success?
The biggest difference between this year and last year is our number of seniors. I have, I believe, 33 seniors on the roster, and we are only playing with a handful of juniors and one sophomore. So one of the biggest differences is just the team is very mature and ready for the kind of season that we're having right now.
Now, you guys are coming off a win against Shadow Ridge, and looking at these offensive numbers, these are just amazing. So far, 25 passing touchdowns. As if that wasn't enough, your squad also has 16 rush TDs on top of that. What is making this offense so electric?
Well, for the first time, so I've been coaching for quite a long time. I've always been the offensive coordinator, and for the first time, I actually turned that duties over to somebody else. My offensive coordinator, John Fontes, I actually coached him when I was at a little school called Valley Lutheran High School in 2001. He was a sophomore at that time. I coached him in 2001, 2002, 2003. And he has since become a teacher, and he's coached with me at La Jolla for the last 6 years. And I turned the offense over to him, and I concentrated on offensive line. So I think our protection's a little bit better, and he's calling good plays, and we've got a pretty good quarterback, Miguel Valdovinos, very, very accurate, and I have some guys that can go up and get the football. So, turns out we've got some pretty good numbers.
Hey, you gotta love all those coaching connections. That's really cool bringing them all along with you. But hey, you guys are taking on Westview this week. It's a possible 6A Southwest Region Championship deciding game. But in this year in the 6A Conference, region doesn't really matter. You don't get that automatic bid anymore. Instead, these are two teams right on the bubble of being in the top 16 to make this tournament. What exactly do you guys need to do in this game against Westview to make yourselves one of those top 16 teams come November?
Well, we have some places where I think we match up pretty good. I like how we match up, believe it or not, with special teams against Westview. I think we may have some advantages there. And I also think we can throw the ball against pretty much anybody. And I think that's going to be a big key if we're able to successfully throw the ball against them like I think we can.
Well, coach, you're looking to tie your best win total as the head coach of the Lobos. Best of luck this week against Westview, and best of luck making it into the 6A tournament.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
La Jolla Lobos coach Josh Mitchell on the Best in the West podcast. We're going to talk to another coach coming up here soon, the head coach of the Greenway Demons. But before we get there, I want to look at the rest of these region guys. We're going to start things off all the way down in the 3A conference, and that really only hosts one real West Valley school. There's Northwest Christian, 7-1 on the year. They're undefeated in region. They're number one in the 3A conference right now ranked, and these guys are probably going to end up being your West region champions in the 3A conference. Only games left is at home senior night against Kingman Academy. And that's going to be this Friday night. And then they'll hit the road against Chino Valley. Moving to the West Valley in the 4A conference. I think that this was decided a couple weeks ago. Adrian Lara kind of fixed this all up when he defeated Peoria. I think that Peoria should be the region champions here in the West Valley for the 4A conference. If it was not for that last second touchdown throw by Desert Edge, when it comes to the 4A West Valley, Desert Edge has this sucker all wrapped up because they beat Peoria, they beat Cactus, and now all they have to do is win one game either at Deer Valley or at home against Lake Havasu. More than likely, they're going to do both of those things. The Black Canyon region, that hosts the undefeated Glendale Cardinals. Only two undefeated teams in this region, Apache Junction and Glendale. They face off at Glendale. I didn't have enough time to write about this, dang it. But this is going to be a fantastic game. This is essentially another region championship game where it all comes down winner take all against Apache Junction. Glendale has been phenomenal all year long, and I expect them to win this game and end up winning the region. And it's all about this year, Kevin Daniels. Three touchdowns last week against Combs, and man, he has just been phenomenal all year long for the Glendale Cardinals. He's really kind of been the heartbeat of this offense. We've written about them a few times on sports360az.com. 23 rushing touchdowns this year, every single game, 100 yards or more. Absolutely phenomenal numbers this year. Let's move to the 5A conference now. It's going to be between two teams, guys. And I think people, I talked about a couple weeks ago, people are sleeping on Keegan Freed and the Sunrise Mountain Mustang team. That Week 10 game, and I'll write about it next week, Sunrise Centennial is going to be a big one that will decide the region champion. That will be a region championship game. In Week 10, it does not get any better than that. A region championship decided in the final week of the year. And finally, another game in the 5A conference that I wrote about, Willow Canyon and Millennium. I definitely think Millennium has the 5A Desert West just about wrapped up. Final 2 weeks will be senior night at home against Willow Canyon and then on the road against Independence. And Willow Canyon just didn't end up shaping up to be the team that we all thought that they would be in the first few weeks of the season. I really like Millennium's chances here in the 5A Desert West region. Let's move real quick to the 6A conference. Not a lot of West Valley schools here, but we already talked about the big 6A Southwest matchup. The Westview Knights and the La Jolla Community Lobos. This will be another big region decider. I think whoever wins this game will end up going into the 6A tournament, but not necessarily both teams. That'll be a huge game. I wrote that up in the preview this week. Go check that out. And then one team, well, there's three West Valley teams in the Desert Valley region and three teams who are absolutely not in the West Valley, but that's Liberty, Boulder Creek, and Mountain Ridge. Mountain Ridge is winless on the year. Boulder Creek is 3-5 on the year. Liberty High School almost beat Pinnacle, guys. I mean, I wouldn't call it an upset because Liberty's been ranked that way, and I think Liberty has been that good behind Jonah Guevara, Jack Kinch, and also that defense behind Ryan Puskas and Braxton Croto, but they almost took down Spencer Rattler's offense, but it woke up in the fourth quarter. But holy cow, only 1 point, and Liberty showed that they can hang in there with the best. Can they really, really take on Chandler? I hope we can see that in the tournament. That's all I got to say about it. But Liberty's going to end up ending their season second in the region, I think, to Pinnacle. They have senior night and homecoming night against Andrew Day O'Connor this week on the Rogan Chaparral. They got to win that game to show that they're a top four team and deserve home field advantage into the quarterfinals. But that's enough talking regions. Like I said, in the 6A conference, that is no guarantee to an automatic bid. So next week, we talked a lot about regions, who I thought is going to win these regions. Next week, we are talking conference championship. Who will be going into the conference championship? And which West Valley schools are going to have the best chance to go out and win some big games? And next, we're going to talk to a coach who might just be at the helm of a team that might just be making some noise in the 4A tournament. Join us to close out this Best in the West podcast today. It's the head coach of the Greenway Demons, Coach Ed Cook, the head coach of the 7-1 Demons. First of all, congrats on your win at St. Mary's last week, but you guys face an even bigger task this week. You head a half hour southeast to visit Tempe to essentially duke it out for the 4A Skyline Region Championship.
Yeah, we got our hands full for sure with Tempe. They're a good football program. Got a lot of good-looking athletes over there.
It's going to be a big one. Like I said, it's basically determining who will be the region champion that will be able, if you win, to clinch you into the tournament. How important is this game, and what do you need to execute to take down the Buffaloes?
Well, this game's huge. I mean, Greenway hasn't been into the playoffs in quite a few years, hasn't won a region championship since like 2004. So, yeah, it's a big deal for our program, our community. And, you know, I don't know if we could really shut down Tempe. They got a great running game. They got a couple of nice running backs that do a good job. They get behind their big offensive line and just pound the ball. So we got to be able to finish off drives. That's been one of our issues early in games. We just don't finish off drives, and we wait until the end to kind of get clicking. So we got to start fast and finish faster.
Well, let's take a look at your guys' offense. You scored 20 or more points in every game, 40 or more in three of your last four, all led by that senior QB, Tyler Duncan. How important has he been to this team's high-octane offense the last two seasons you've been here at Greenway as the head coach?
Oh, he's been the focal point. I mean, when we came in, you know, he didn't understand really anything that we were trying to get done. We brought in a whole new offense. I remember we were out during spring ball, and he was bringing note cards on how to call our pass protection and stuff like that. So to see where we started, where he's at now, Now he's really in control of the offense, and he tells us what he sees and communicates on plays that he thinks would work. It's been awesome having such a knowledgeable kid running the show for us.
And so kind of as I mentioned, you guys are in the Skyline region this year. It's a little bit of a move from the West Valley region that you were in last year. So no more Peoria, no more Sunrise, no more Battle of Greenway Road against Cactus. Instead, you have schools like Tempe and St. Mary, which is, you know, not necessarily close to you for a region game, but still in the Valley at least. How has this kind of move to the Skyline region affected you this year?
You know, we know that we're still, if we make the playoffs, we're still going to see those teams, but it's been good. I think the competition in the Skyline region is pretty equal. I mean, we have some good football teams in there, and, you know, having Sunrise in our region the last couple of years is, you know, has been tough. You know, you can't get through them. They're a solid, solid football program that I think a lot of schools are trying to aspire to be like. So it's good having them out of 4A altogether and move them up to 5A. That's for sure.
All right, Coach. Well, you and the Demons, you're looking to go to the first state tournament since 2010. Best of luck in your game against Tempe and making it into this year's tournament.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you, Coach. Thanks for the time. As always, so appreciative of the time that these coaches give us here in the Best of the West podcast. Big thank you to Greenway head coach Ed Cook and also the head coach of the La Jolla Lobos, Josh Mitchell. Well, guys, before we wrap up here on the Best in the West podcast, let's talk about your West Valley action. And guys, again, there's a lot of action if you're in the West Valley and want to see some high school football. Our game of the week, of course, is that La Jolla Community at Westview game. And then there is the Verado at Barry Goldwater, Sandra Day, O'Connor at Liberty, Coconino at Cactus, Peoria heading to Lake Havasu, Apollo at Sunrise Mountain, Valley Vista at Shadow Ridge, Kingman Academy at Northwest Christian, Desert Edge at Deer Valley, Willow Canyon at Millennium, Tolleson Union hosting Copper Canyon, Glendale is going to bring on over Apache Junction, Camp Verde is visiting Trivium Prep, Raymond S. Kellis will be at Centennial, Boulder Creek at Mountain Ridge, Sunny Slope at Ironwood, Independence at Agua Fria, and St. Mary's at Moon Valley. And the 1A tournament has begun in round one. The West Valley School Anthem Prep, the 12 seed, will visit Hayden High School, the 5 seed. And I also threw in a 2-way game for you there. Trivium Prep hosting Camp Verde. If you're looking for a good 2-way game, that might be the go-to right there. And then, of course, 1A football, that 8-man game, there will be a West Valley School playing at Hayden if you want to go and see some good 8-man football in the 1A tournament. But that'll do it for us here at the Best in the West podcast. Of course, on sports360az.com, you can listen to every episode of Best in the West with all of our coaches every single week. And also, it is Wednesday, guys. Be sure to tune in to the Friday Night 360 AZ preview show. Jordan Hamm, Haley Stasiak, and always a fantastic group of guests going over all of Arizona when it comes to high school football. Once again, be sure, sports360az.com. Go check out all of our high school content. There's a boatload of it. And next week, we're talking Cactus Peoria, Centennial Sunrise, and so much more. And always be on the lookout for Brad Sesmatt's Football AD on Fox Sports Arizona. For one last time, I'm Devin Henry. This is the Best in the West podcast. We'll see you same time, same place next week.